Radio Prague News. The leader of the opposition party, Public Affairs Radikion, has come under fire from all sides over his decision to return to journalism while keeping his seat in the lower house. MP Milan Štěvíček has been expelled from the opposition Public Affairs Party for consistently breaking party ranks and voting with the government. And the central bank has cut its interest rate to a new record low. The leader of the opposition party Public Affairs Radikion has come under fire from all sides over his decision to return to journalism while keeping his seat in the lower house. Mr. Yon announced on Wednesday that as of November 1st he will head the current affairs department of the Empresa Media publishing company that, among others, issues the weekly Týden. Mr. Yon said he would vacate the post of party chairman but would not give up his seat in the lower house. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said Mr. Yon should make up his mind whether he wanted to be a politician or journalist, because engaging in both went against the principle of independent journalism. Opposition leader Bohuslav Sobotka has also slammed the decision, saying it was clearly a conflict of interests. The head of the top 09 party's deputies club, Petr Gazdík, has called on Mr. Yon to resign from Parliament's Security Committee and give up his seat in the lower house. The leadership of the opposition party Public Affairs has expelled one of its parliament deputies, Milan Štěvíček, for consistently breaking party ranks and voting with the government. According to party deputy chairman Tomáš Jarulí, Mr. Štěvíček had received several warnings and the decision to expel him was unanimous. Public Affairs was originally a coalition party member but eventually split up, with a core of the party going into the opposition and a grouping around Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík remaining in government. The Czech Central Bank on Thursday cut its key interest rate to 0.05%, a new record low since the country was formed in 1993. The central bank had last cut the rate in September to 0.25%, the previous record low. Thursday's move was expected by analysts and is aimed at boosting the economy. President Klaus has said he will not attend the weekend conference of the Civic Democratic Party, nor presume to advise the party on how best to resolve the ongoing crisis. Mr. Klaus, who founded the party but later left it over ideological differences with a new leadership, said it was no longer his party or his conference. In connection with a rebellion among party ranks, there has been speculation that some Civic Democrat members want Mr. Klaus back as party leader. The former Czech Prime Minister Miloš Zeman on Thursday officially registered as a candidate in the 2013 presidential elections after collecting more than 100,000 signatures in support of his bid. Zeman, who was Prime Minister for the Social Democrats between 1998 and 2002, ran for office in 2003 but lost to his main rival, the incumbent President Václav Klaus. The first direct presidential elections are scheduled for January 11th and 12th of 2013. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Although the weather will remain overcast and rainy across most of the country, a slight warming is expected in the course of the next few days, with daytime highs reaching 12 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.